This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. A U.S. House subcommittee Wednesday considered a bill aimed at creating a deepwater dock at Point Spencer, a narrow curlicue of land on the Bering Strait just south of the Arctic Circle. Alaska Congressman Don Young says his bill would divide the 2,000-acre spit among the Coast Guard, the state, and the Bering Strait Native Corporation, creating a partnership to build a port.
I want to move this legislation. I think it's badly needed for Alaska and for the nation. And of course, it'll help Bering Straits out. There's no doubt about that.
Gail Schubert, CEO of the Regional Native Corporation, says the bill would protect cultural artifacts now vulnerable to looting. She also says developing Point Spencer will give residents the hope of employment.
We believe it could become a critically important economic engine in our region as the Arctic opens to commerce.
Kip Knutson, Governor Sean Parnell's representative in Washington, agrees the project is badly needed.
There are no deepwater ports between Point Barrow and Unalaska. That's a stretch of coastline longer than from Tacoma to Long Beach. We need to redress that shortage.
But Knutson says the state objects to some of the bill's details, particularly how it divides the land. He says, for example, that while the bill would give the state land for an airstrip, it doesn't provide enough adjacent land to operate it as an airport.
Our due diligence that we've invested in to date is telling us that a fragmented ownership of the land in the port development area is going to hinder efficient development and potentially slow down funding sources.
Young says he's open to changes and hopes to move the bill forward this year. Arrest totals in Alaska appear to be going down. A study by the Alaska Justice Center shows that trend holds true with drug arrests specifically. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
Between 2000 and 2012, the total number of arrests in Alaska declined nearly 15%. In that time span, juvenile arrests decreased by more than half. Brad Merstall is the director of the Alaska Justice Statistical Analysis Center. He says the drug-related juvenile arrests went down around 25%, but the types of drugs involved appears to be changing.
The proportion of juvenile drug arrests for marijuana have increased notably in recent years. Meanwhile, the proportion of juvenile drug arrests for narcotics have dropped off quite precipitously.
Though drug offense arrests for adults have decreased as well, Merstall says the statistics paint a different picture for adults.
In general, the trend for adults is that adult drug offense arrests for marijuana are on the decline, and adult drug offense arrests for narcotics have been stable.
Regardless of whether the arrests involve an adult or a juvenile, one fact remains the same. The vast majority of those arrests are for possession, and that's something Merstall says it's important to understand.
There's, an inherent assumption oftentimes that that what we're talking about is the sale, manufacture, and distribution of illicit drugs.
But that's just not the case. Over the past decade, about 26% of drug-related crimes for adults and 15% of juvenile drug arrests involve the sale, manufacture, and distribution of drugs. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.
Voters will decide in November on Proposition 2, which would legalize marijuana use for adults age 21 or older. The Alaska Association of Police Chiefs oppose Prop 2. They point to the high cost of training officers to enforce new laws as one problem, and the difficulty in identifying impaired drivers as another. So it's no surprise an officer from Sand Point in the Aleutians opposes Prop 2 also. But police officer Mike Livingston brings up an issue that hasn't received a lot of attention. He says easier access to the drug may increase victimization of underage users.
In Sandpoint, I hear a lot, marijuana is not the problem here. And you know what, if it's adults doing marijuana, that's one thing. But a problem that I've seen in Sandpoint is adults knowing that kids are addicted to substances, whether that's nicotine or THC or alcohol, and using that as a leverage to abuse kids. Once the kids are hooked, like adults, we'll do anything to get more tobacco or more marijuana or more alcohol. And so that's where I see a real problem with the legalization of marijuana.
Livingston was on a panel at a substance abuse conference being hosted in Anchorage by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association. Supporters of Prop 2 say marijuana is much less harmful than alcohol and should be allowed, regulated, and taxed. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.